This is the Well One Connection, a program of Huron Regional Medical Center. I'm Sean Martin. Debbie Cutshaw is our guest this week on the Well One Connection. Debbie is a cardiac rehabilitation nurse at HRMC, and we're going to be talking about tobacco cessation this week. This time of year, a lot of people will be making New Year's resolutions. One of the most popular resolutions is quitting smoking. Debbie, let's just start right there. Why should someone quit smoking?
Most people know smoking is bad for them and those around them. Our laws have even changed to reflect smoke-free policies in public buildings. This is due to extensive research on the dangers of tobacco done over the last 50 years. We know smoking damages nearly every organ of the body. It causes many diseases and reduces the overall health of smokers. The average smoker dies 13 to 14 years earlier than a non-smoker. However, smoking continues to be widespread. Many people want to quit, they just don't know how to get started. And I want to give people hope that you can quit tobacco.
Okay, so if someone is listening and they're determined to quit smoking, where do they start?
I know this broadcast is being released a day or two before the new year. This may be a good time for some people to quit. However, we usually encourage people to make a plan and get ready to quit before they actually quit. Figure out why you want to quit smoking and list why you want to quit. It's important to set a quit date, enlist help from those you trust for support, get medications like nicotine replacement or prescription medications to help you quit. Prepare for possible cravings, and lastly, never stop trying to quit. That's basically it.
And if someone is ready to quit and do it the right way, they shouldn't plan on starting tomorrow.
Yeah, it sounds easy, but it's really not. It really requires a lot of planning. So quitting smoking is a huge commitment. I like to talk to people about a three-link chain of addiction with smoking. There's a physical, social, and mental component. The physical addiction is linked to nicotine. Nicotine is an extremely addictive chemical that causes changes in the brain. Nicotine compares with heroin or cocaine in its hold on users. Even though nicotine is a stimulant, it will decrease anxiety level and improve mood once you have become addicted. It makes you more alert and awake. Then there's the social addiction. It's related to social connections it helps people make. It may help people fit in and be part of a group. Lastly, the mental addiction happens when people get hooked on the feeling that smoking gives. People who smoke are usually creatures of habit and routine, and smoking gives these people a sense of control over their world. We encourage people to make a list of reasons to quit smoking. Reasons to quit smoking might be your health. Tobacco use and exposure to secondhand smoke is a leading cause of preventable death in the country. Quitting smoking is the single most important step a smoker can take to improve the length and quality of their life. As soon as you quit, your body begins to repair itself, and this can continue for years. You'll live longer with a higher quality of life. There is no safe amount of tobacco.
Now, we talked about the health benefits of quitting, Debbie. There are also some financial benefits.
Another reason to quit might be your wallet. A standard pack of cigarettes costs $7 a pack. If you smoke a pack a day, that would be a savings of $210 a month and a savings of $2,500 a year. Even rolled cigarettes at a comparable amount would be $548 a year. Your convenience would be another reason to quit. Smoking's a hassle. There are many clean air laws for public places. Is standing out in the cold to smoke worth your cigarette?
The effects of secondhand smoke on children, loved ones, and friends is another consideration.
Secondhand smoke hurts everyone. Children of smokers are more likely to get colds, ear infections, asthma. Babies born to moms that smoke have more dangers, such as SIDS and premature development. It's better to live life as an ex-smoker. They don't carry the scent of smoke on their clothes and hair. They have homes that don't smell of smoke. They start to develop a better sense of smell and taste. They don't have to deal with cravings. They don't have a smoker's cough, and they're a good role model for their children and grandchildren and show that you can overcome adversity.
And it's a good idea to make a list of the reasons that you're quitting.
After you wrote down all your reasons to quit, we encourage people to keep that on a piece of paper and keep that piece of paper with them, usually in the same place that they keep their cigarettes. And then you'll be reminded why you're making the commitment to quit smoking.
Debbie Cutshaw has been our guest this week on the Well One Connection. Debbie is a cardiac rehabilitation nurse at HRMC. You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center.
Every day making a difference, making a difference. Every day.